In the midst of the crazy year that we've had with COVID-19, we thought you might enjoy a live presentation that I gave before all this started.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned 2 Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a 9th degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a 9th degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a 9-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
Next step is to adopt the philosophy of Kaizen. Does anybody know what Kaizen means? Yes, sir. Absolutely right. Continuous improvement. It's a Japanese word with an American story behind it. Kaizen means constant improvement, continuous improvement. Now, where that comes from is after World War II, General MacArthur was sent to Japan. Now, he had a tough job. His job was to put war-ravaged Japan back in order. And at that time, almost everything that was manufactured in Japan was junk. And he got very frustrated. He got frustrated with the infrastructure. He could not even make a phone call. And so he brought a quality control expert over by the name of Dr. Edwards Deming. And Dr. Deming taught them this philosophy of continuous improvement. And they ran with it. They even have an award called the Deming Award, which is now for the company that professes that philosophy the best of that year. Today, when you think of companies such as Toyota, Honda, Sony, what comes to mind? Yeah, constant improvement, quality, excellence. We have to bring that same philosophy into our lives, not just our businesses, but into our lives and everything we do. As you could tell already, I do not buy into the everybody gets a trophy type of philosophy. Everybody mediocre doesn't work. All the gravy is in the top 10%. All the success is in the top 10%. And so we've got to stretch ourselves and go beyond, or we don't reach enough people. Walt Disney called this philosophy plussing. And when you plus something, you're looking for that little bit extra. And that's why he loved Disneyland so much. Because he said, Disneyland's alive. Disneyland will never be done. He said, when we make a movie, and we give it everything we've got, and we finish that movie, once that movie is in the can and is out in the theaters, we can't touch it anymore. But Disneyland, we can. We can constantly change it. We can constantly make it better. We can constantly improve it. He said it'll even become more beautiful every year because the trees will continue to grow. That's plussing.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.